Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest.
Oh, dear. What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
The right.
We have come to take it over. Heroes have betrayed.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. It is about 7 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. I hope you guys are all having a lovely week. I am so tired. And I know I say that all the time, but I actually mean it this time. If I've ever meant it before, it's going to be today. Sleep. I almost missed my show today. I almost forgot, not forgot, but I almost didn't come in to the radio station because I was so tired. My last day off was last Thursday. It was last Thursday. And I was supposed to have Friday off last week too, but I went in and worked, and then I worked like all day, all weekend. And then I worked a 14-hour shift on Monday and then a 13-hour shift on Tuesday. Then I opened on Wednesday. And so I'm really tired right now. I hit double overtime, which is so rad. But I'm so tired. So I probably won't do too much talking today. So more rock, less talk. I think we're okay with that. I'll be okay with that. If you guys have any requests, you can give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. You know, tell me what's up, how it goes down. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I started off today's show with a band called Set Your Goals. Off of their album, Mutiny, I played two songs. One was called Dead Men Tell No Tales, and second called Mutiny. I'm going to go to some local music now. The Jolts have a brand new album. It's called Haute Voltage. They've been playing a couple shows. I've been a terrible person. I haven't been talking about those shows, and I don't even think I can talk about them now because I think they're all over. So, let's just play some brand new Jolts on We All Fall Down.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I just played Dateless off of their newest album, Everything Could Turn Out Right This Time. The song was called Stay With Me. And I saw Dateless a long time ago at the Marine Club. Remember the Marine Club? That was a long time ago. Shut down a long time ago. But Dateless, Seattle, punk rock, they have a new album. Before Dateless, I played The Jolts off of the album Haute Voltage. That song is called An Electric Testimonial. I just want to take this opportunity to tell Robin that if he ever wants to arm wrestle me again, I will gladly take on that challenge. Because I beat him the last time, and I'm going to beat him every other time. I'm just going to say that right now. And I also want to say that for a while, I was really bummed out because my friend Jordy beat me at a game of chess after I called him out on not being smarter than me. but I totally lost. I don't really want to talk about it because it was kind of upsetting because I made like one stupid move. But anyways, so for a while, he was kind of rubbing that in my face how I had I lost the game that I challenged him to. And it was chess. It was a game of chess. But I remembered last night, and I even found proof that Jordy lost to me at a game of Big Brain Academy on Nintendo Wii, a game that measures how big your brain is. My brain was so much bigger than Jordy's. So there we go. I'll probably call him and tell him that right now, because I kind of just found that out this morning, or I remember that this morning. So there. I don't feel so bad anymore, because Nintendo says my brain is bigger than his. And I just need to say that. Anyways, coming up next, I am going to be playing some more local music. The Zip Guns, been around for a while, played a couple shows here and there. They have a new 7-inch out, and has my friend's sister's ass on it. It's quite a nice photo, if I might say so, myself. Anyways, let's just get to it. I'm sleep deprived. I'm not speaking properly. I'm sure there are grammatical errors everywhere. Sentence fragments, you know how it is. This is some brand new Zip Guns on We All Fall Down.
Speedway runner. I wonder if you ever care. A silly girl, I'm begging you, don't stop being my silly girl. A silly girl, I'm in love with you.
Oh,
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Just played The Hives. Currently, still playing The Hives. Off of their album Tyrannosaurus Hives, that song is called Abracadaver. Before that, I played The Hexalls. Off of their newest album, Call It a Comeback, the song was called Unicorn Rider. Prior to that, Poison Idea off of Feel the Darkness. The song was called Just to Get Away, and that was a quest for, by Johnny? John? By? For? I don't know. Kind of tired. Before that, I played Death Clock off of their album, The Death Album. The song was called Briefcase Full of Guts. Before that, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album, The Shadow of Tim. That song was called Sleestak and Yeti. Darkest of the Hillside Thickets are playing the Penny Arcade Expo this year, which is a big nerd convention down in Seattle. It's happening in August. Darkest of the Hillside Thickets are going down there to play a show. I'm going down there to watch Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. I've been told, because I haven't actually been to PAX before, but I've been told that going to watch bands at this convention are is quite a nightmare, because you get to go watch like bands that you like with people that probably have never been to a show before. And I really don't like large groups of people, but I'm going to go anyways because I think it'll be fun. So, whatever. Before that, I played The Descendants off of the album I Don't Want to Grow Up. The song was called Silly Girl. P.S. I really love that song. Proud of that, The Dirt Bombs off their newest album We Have You Surrounded. The song was called Ever Loving Man. Before that, The Cancer Bats off of their album Hail Destroyer. I played the title track. And I think I started off that set with The Zip Guns off their newest 7-inch. That song was called Speedway. Oh. Apparently, haven't been talking a lot. But if you wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I'll update that later today. Maybe every now and then I put up little videos or little pictures. I'm starting to realize that people actually read that webpage and there is some amount of traffic through it. So I'm going to try and make it look nicer. Maybe. I don't know. Saying that you're going to do something is different from actually doing it. So we'll see if that actually happens. But right now, how about I tell you about some shows coming up in and around Vancouver in the near future that I hope you, fair listener, would be interested in. Tonight, there's a show happening tonight. Totally don't remember, though. Just had a mind fart. The Reverend Horton Heat and Nashville Pussy. They're playing at the, oh, I can't read my writing, Commodore Ballroom. That is tonight, June 26th. What else is going on? King Khan and the Shrines are coming to Vancouver. It's going to be an amazing show, July 14th at the Red Room. The same night, Jimmy Eat World also coming to Vancouver. They're playing at the Croatian Cultural Center. Boris are coming to town with Lair of the Minotaur and Torch. They all have a new album out right now, FYI. All three of those bands are playing July 30th. Did I write 30th? I think I did. At Richards on Richards. Carpenter playing show with the Shook Ones. July 13th at La Casa del Artista. And I remember last week I announced that show and I said I was gonna look up where that venue is, and I did, but I totally forgot. I don't remember where it is, so what I'm basically telling you is I've learned nothing new. Let's see. Bison are also playing a show. They're playing July 17th at the Plaza Club. Lagwagon are also coming to town. They're playing with Tat and the St. Catharines August 26th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Anti-Flag are coming to Vancouver. They have a new album out. Played it last week. Don't remember what it's called. With The Creep Show and the AKAs August 31st at the Croatian Cultural Center. Flogging Molly are also coming to Vancouver August 14th. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom. And High on Fire are also coming to Vancouver. Last time High on Fire they played here, I think they played with Mono. I was a retard and I didn't go, but I heard it was good. I heard it was a really good show. So maybe if you were like me and missed the last show, maybe we should go check out High on Fire when they play Richards on Richards. August 24th. And one last show that I want to tell you about is maybe if you're going to be in Seattle around or maybe even on July 16th, the Jesus and Mary Chain, oh my God, are playing there at the Showbox Sodo, Sodo, S-O-D-O, I don't know how to say that. They're playing in Seattle, July 16th. That's all. That's all I have for you guys right now. I'm sure that's more than enough to keep you mildly entertained for a small amount of time. I have decided that I remember I talked about a gift certificate for a tattoo shop that I was going to give away a couple weeks ago. I'm going to give that away next week. And I did a lot of thinking, and I'm not going to make it a contest or anything. I just want you guys to, next week, I'm going to get you guys to call in and tell me, you know, what you want to get done. I just want to hear your rad ideas for awesome tattoos, and I'll give you a $100 gift certificate for a new shop that just opened up called Left Hand Path Tattoo. So start thinking, write down those ideas, because next Thursday I'll get you guys to call in and tell me what rad ideas you have. How about we get to some Blast the Bad Men? Speaking about tattoos, another good tattoo artist that I fully admire is a man named Art Godoy. He works at Funhouse Tattoos on Canby and 14th. And he's also in this band. What do you know? He plays guitar in Last of the Bad Men with his twin brother Steve, who is also a tattoo artist. Crazy. Anyways, brand new Last of the Bad Men. They have a new album out called Ride. This is a song called City Action on We All Fall Down.
Don't you bother.
That's it. I'm done. I'm over this, Robin. Just stop it. That was Vancouver off their latest album, Canadian Tuxedo. That song was called Phone Calls. Robin is coming up next. Don't listen to his stupid show. No. I take that all back. It's really awesome. Robin's just hurt that I beat him at an arm wrestle and that he also is a sissy fighter. So,
stop it.
I hit you and my nail scratched you and he got all whiny. I was like, oh, your nail hurts. Suck it up. Grow some balls. I'm done. You can check out my playlist online at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. You can download podcasts for the show, maybe Robin's show if you want to, at citr.ca. Yep, he's coming up next, hosting the Inkstead show all about comic books. It's actually pretty rad when he's not being such a sissy. And then at 3 o'clock, we have Brennan and Cody coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. So stay tuned to CITR. It's going to be an awesome day. Not that it's never an awesome day on CITR.
CITR, where the good times never end.
Good times. Have a good time all the time, right? Woo! I'll leave you off now with some brand new Pennywise off the album Reason to Believe. This is a song called Affliction. That's it. I'm out. You will hear me next Thursday. Pledges.